Judge. It's a high fly to center. Back goes Thomas on the track near the wall. She's gone! Aaron Judge hit the ball so high you wondered. It came down in Monument Park. It's a Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
You know, and this place, this shows you how much, how beloved this guy is. This place just went wild. People jumping up and down all over. Not, I think a lot of it is because of the frustration that they know that Judge has been going through. That was something to see everyone in this place, I mean, jumping up and down like kids.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
How about we do a little baseball here and talk about last night? I did not like the baseball that was played last night. We will get to that part of it. But you're feeling something, Spees, while you're watching the ALCS and the NLCS. What is it?
It's that I hate Evil Empires. I've always hated Evil Empires.
I think that's one of the best albums that Rage Against the Machine did.
Well, you know, no fault to them. And I understand that Evil Empires in sports are simply taking advantage of the system, like the Yankees, who I've hated forever, born of Red Sox fandom, but whatever. Like the Dodgers, who I hate now and hated with their offseason, just buying, because they've been systematically part of making sure the system stays possible for them to circumvent for years and years so they can stay there. And I always used to root against the Lakers as a kid, root against the Cowboys as a kid. I rooted against Duke. Like, I rooted against Notre Dame. Like, I've always found myself that person and found it somewhat distasteful for different things. So I'm watching these games, and I'm like, oh, God, who am I supposed to root for here? Yankees? Dodgers? Mets? Ooh, the plucky Mets with their $300 million payroll, you know?
So, well, I mean, there's a team you could root for, Cleveland.
There is, I could. But the truth is, I want to see Dodgers-Yankees. And part of the reason I want to see Dodgers-Yankees is that even though I kind of hate those teams and what they represent in a lot of ways, I really like the star players a lot. I mean, Mookie Betts is my favorite baseball player.
Mine too.
I love that we share that. Freddie Freeman seems to be a lovely guy. A good dad going through some personal hell, battling through an injury right now and trying to show up and play.
Man, watching him run the bases and watching his teammates like appreciate.
Yeah,
you're
man.
Hurt and we know you're hurting in a lot of different ways and you are still out there giving 100% of whatever it is that you have. That's impressive, and he doesn't have to.
No, they could play Max Muncy over there and shuffle things up. Shohei Ohtani is one of the athletic marvels of our lifetimes and all time, and we're watching that.
There's a bunch of good players on the Dodgers to enjoy, like Teoscar Hernandez and Will Smith.
Right.
Or Max Muncy for that, and then you go over to the Yankees and you go, what's not to love about Aaron Judge?
Dude, Aaron Judge seems to be an incredibly mature, cool, like thoughtful, morally sound captain and adult on that team. And then he said this last night about that home run that kept sailing out to center field. I saw this quote this morning about his home run last night.
What were your emotions as you went around the bases?
I was excited and went out. You know, you never know on these windy, chilly nights what that ball's going to do when you hit the center here. But the ghosts were pulling it out there to Monument Park, that's for sure.
The ghosts pulling the ball out to Monument Park. Dude is aware of the history of the franchise he's on, and he's always been respectful of it. And he's incredibly highly paid and has only gotten better since he's been highly paid, busting his ass. So I find myself hating these teams, but really liking a lot of the star players and wanting to see them. And that is an inherent paradox. That's a weird place to be.
Well, I don't want you to be in that place anymore. And the reason why I don't want you to be in that place anymore, Speaks, is because we do a talk show in Chicago. This is exactly what the Cubs should be. What the Mets have done, what the Dodgers have done, what the Yankees have done, what the Phillies have done, this is what the Cubs should be.
I know, it's what the Red Sox eventually did, and I liked that.
And
I know.
Since we are doing a radio show in Chicago, let me also add to it, remember who did not want Mets ownership to be who owns the Mets? Jerry Reinsdorf.
For sure.
And this is exactly why. Because he knew that that owner was going to spend.
Absolutely.
And it's something that every White Sox fan is hoping that Jerry Reinsdorf. So there's a part of me that's like, yeah, I hope that we get that on that level so it can be rubbed in the faces of ownership here in Chicago and go, if you're going to go
yeah.
over the CBT, uh-huh. go all the way.
All right. So, Lawrence, I completely understand where you are, but I'm sure there are some people out there, and even though we know logically that's what should happen, that the Cubs should join that fray, obviously, there is still part of me connected to the fandom of my youth and 20s and 30s and whatever that still finds it distasteful when I see organizations buying, throwing good money after bad.
So you're going to be upset if Juan Soto's a Cub next year?
I didn't say that.
Okay. Because that's what should happen.
Uh-huh.
Like, it won't, but that's what should happen, is that you should want your team to go out and try to do everything they can to win the World Series that's available for them to win. And I want to see that. But to get to your point.
You can expose my hypocrisy with ease. I offer it to people sometimes, you know, thoroughly clearly. And that's what the economics of baseball does to me, because I love the game and I love the players and I love aspiring to greatness and I love intelligent team building and I want organizations to take advantage of all that stuff. I just happen to hate the Yankees and have hated historically when teams do it.
Fair enough. Let me add something else. Since we are baseball romantics and we do care about baseball history, one thing that I think would be really fascinating about Dodgers versus Yankees
mm-hmm.
is you would have two Black American MVPs playing in the World Series. Remember, this has been a thing in baseball.
For sure.
Why aren't more Black Americans playing baseball? Now, I'm putting the modifier in there because I always find it reductive when people say Black people aren't playing baseball. There are tons of Black people who are playing Major League Baseball. They're just not American.
Black Latins.
Yeah, and that's a struggle for people to understand the diaspora, and then we get into a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Russ and I, at some point, we'll have the conversation with you, because Russ and I are very simpatico on this, and he has studied it as someone who is a Spanish speaker, like a fluent Spanish speaker,
mm-hmm.
when he was down in the Dominican Republic. But there's an opportunity for baseball to go, would you look at this? Here's Mookie Betts. He's an MVP, and he's a lot of people's favorite player. Here's Aaron Judge. Would you look at this guy? He's 6'8". You got a 5'9" guy and a 6'8" guy. Both of them are super likable.
Yep.
They're people that should be carrying the torch of baseball forward, and you would have that as a counterbalance to the hand-wringing that always comes up around Jackie Robinson Day,
mm-hmm.
where we get the report of, well, do the White Sox even have a Black American on their team?
Right.
You know, how many teams around the league even have this? There's that. But you're right. Like, the idea of looking at teams that you hate and players that you love.
Well, but what you're saying about Mookie and Judge is super powerful to consider and think about that as an added bonus to what would undoubtedly be the best possible matchup for Major League Baseball.
Oh, sure, because the ratings are going to be through the roof.
Ratings will be
exactly
through the roof.
What they would want.
It's exactly what they would want. It's markets 1 and 2, and it's the highest profile players and stars. And if healthy, you would get Gerrit Cole against Ohtani. You know, and you'd get all those things.
Speaks, I want to stay here on this. I think it's worth us discussing in another segment. There's also some sound that you have got to hear from last night, because the base running was so terrible.
By one of our guys.
Yeah, and
he
wasn't the only one,
uh-huh.
but he was one of them. So we're going to share that. We'll keep a little bit of this baseball discussion going. Spiegel and Holmes talking baseball, and then we'll get back to a little bit of Bears at 4 o'clock with Patrick Manley here on The Score.